This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I am joined by Michelle Harrison, the author of A Pinch of Magic. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you.
Now, you must be super excited because the brand new book has been the Waterstones Book of the Month.
It has, yeah, since the 1st of February, and it's just amazing. I can't believe it.
I've been reading the book and really, really loved it. And the first thing that people say when they see me reading it is how beautiful the cover is, because it's pretty magic. It just sets the tone straight away.
It's amazing, isn't it? And I think the reason that it's doing so well is because it is so bright and pretty, and it looks like a box of chocolates or something. My editor actually described it the other day as looking like a Wonka bar, which I think is just the best description ever, and I think that's probably why people have been picking it up, because it's so cheerful and it just brightens up February.
It really, really does. Now, we should say to the listeners, the book is all about the story of Betty and her sisters, and I guess it's best if I let you explain what is going on in the story.
Okay, so it's the story of the three Widdershin sisters, and these are a really unlucky family, and she discovers that their family is cursed and they can't leave the island that they live on. And it's all about the three girls, Bessie, Fliss and Charlie, wanting to break this curse. And they've got three magical objects that have also been passed down their family that they try to use to help them.
And the three magical objects, I don't know whether to say, I'll say it, just, I don't think it's too much of a spoiler. I won't say what they do, but you've got the mirror, the bag and the dolls as well, the Russian dolls. And there's a quiz in the back where you can see which character, which one of the girls you would be. Have you done the quiz?
I have, yeah. I actually wrote the quiz.
Oh, did you? Oh, right, okay. So which one of the three sisters are you? Are you Fliss, Betty or Charlie?
I was a Charlie, but there were touches of Fliss too. So Charlie's kind of the animal mad one that's always thinking of what's going to go in her tummy next. So that's kind of like me. But I am quite homely like Fliss as well, and I enjoy cooking, although I'm better in the kitchen than what she is. She's a bit of a disaster.
She's not great, is she? Not the porridge.
No,
what was it like creating the three different characters? Was it quite difficult to get three different personalities, or did you already know what they were going to be like before you start writing it?
I kind of base them on me and my sisters, because I'm the youngest of two sisters. So there's a lot of me and my sisters in there, although I have kind of mixed up certain traits. So we're not all exactly as those characters appear, but it was pretty easy because we're all so different, my sisters and I.
And in the book, it's all about you've got Betty, who is the main kind of, I'd say she's kind of the main one that you focus on, and her adventurous side. Can you tell us a little bit what she gets up to in the book?
It's Betty's ambition, really, to go off exploring and have adventures. She loves maps and the idea of new places and new people. And she's also met people that have kind of docked to sell their wares and their goods near Crowstone. And she's met all these exciting, exotic people and wants to go off and see the world a bit. And that's really her driving force in wanting to break the curse.
And will there be more books in the series, do you think?
Yes. Yeah, I've actually just opened up the document on my laptop and started chapter one of book two.
There are more. Oh, well, I won't keep you from writing too many, but I do want to do one quick thing with you. It's a little quickfire round of questions I do with every author, if that's okay.
Like yep. Yeah, of course.
Okay, so books or Kindles?
Books.
Yeah, everyone says
you
that.
You can't sniff a Kindle.
That's a good answer. Heroes or villains?
Villains, they're more interesting to write.
Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
I used to be more films, but now I'm more TV. They tend to have a little bit more detail and you can get more into them and, yeah, just enjoy them a bit more.
You can get a bit more done, I imagine. Writing or reading?
Both. Because, well, when I'm reading, it usually makes me want to write. And when I'm writing, I normally want to read.
Fair enough. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Hogwarts, definitely.
Straight away. Laptop or write by hand?
Laptop. I do write by hand, but it tends to be more in notebooks for little ideas rather than, you know, reams and reams of stuff.
Yeah, it's scribbling down ideas, I imagine.
Yeah.
Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Oh, that's difficult. I'd probably say Roald Dahl, though.
Bookshop visit or school tour?
Oh, school tour. It's really nice to meet the children and infuse them about the books and hopefully to create their own stories.
Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
I never write when I fancy. It's always when I have to write because I have to fit it around my little boy. So it's more like 9 to 3.
The ultimate in day working. And finally, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Salt and vinegar.
Yes, that's the correct answer. That's the best one. Definitely. Fantastic. Well, you passed my test just for saying salt and vinegar, to be honest.
Brilliant.
Michelle, thank you so much for talking to us. We should say, as we mentioned earlier, Pinch of Magic is out right now. Everybody is loving it, so everybody needs to go and buy it.
They do. And if they go to Waterstones, they get lovely purple edges at the moment.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And they're limited edition. So, yeah, they're very, very striking and they kind of pop off the shelves. So, yeah, you can't miss them.
Fab. Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for talking to us.
And you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.